Golden Castles. After our brief visit to the animal paradise, the Lord and I went back to the waterside, where we visited shiny mansions and castles on streets of pure gold. We approached one of the castles, and the Lord opened the door for me to enter. My vocabulary does not permit me to aptly describe the interior of this regal dwelling place. The walls were constructed of multicolored precious gems that glistened and glowed in a magical way. I opened my mouth in surprise and couldn't close it for a while because I never expected to see such beauty. For a moment, I thought it was a dream, but this was a real castle. There was no doubt about that. The Lord rested on a chair as I went up the winding staircase that was more massive and grand than the one shown in Gone with the Wind's Terra Plantation. I was filled with a sense of wonder as I imagined the magnificence of the rooms upstairs. At the top of the staircase, I noticed that the carpeting was a plush white. I entered a huge powder room that had very large, sparkling mirrors everywhere. They reflected the brightness of the room and the multitude of colors that arrayed themselves spectacularly on every wall. It was a more wonderful place than any fantasy castle could ever be. The breathtaking joy and fascination I was experiencing was soon shattered by an exceedingly painful memory. The view of my mother flashed in front of me, and I was downcast once more. I fell to the carpet and began to sob. I heard the Lord calling me from downstairs, so I got up, brushed myself off, and went back downstairs. The Lord stood up, and I walked toward him. He extended his hands toward me and asked,
"How do you like this house?"
"It is beautiful, Lord, but I am not truly happy. Whenever I visited heaven before, I've been filled with joy, and I usually sing spiritual songs, but this time it cannot be so." The Lord nodded as if he understood. Then he took my hand and led me out of the house. We walked across a golden bridge toward the white building where we usually change our garments. In the white building, the Lord introduced me to a very impressive gentleman.
"I want you to meet Abraham,"
he said.